This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians after a rash of deadly shootings. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
The announcement casts a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and threatened to further raise tensions. Netanyahu's security cabinet, which is filled by hardline politicians aligned with the West Bank settlement movement, approved the measures in the wake of the attacks. It also plans to cancel security benefits for the families of the attackers, make it easier for Israelis to get gun licenses, and step up efforts to collect illegal weapons. The announcement said that in response to public Palestinian celebrations over the attack, Israel would take new steps to strengthen the settlements this week. It gave no further details. The Biden administration, which condemned the shooting, opposes settlement construction in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Pope Francis on Sunday condemned a resurgence of violence in the Middle East, calling on both sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to engage in a sincere search for peace. Francis cited 10 Palestinians, including a woman, killed in an Israeli army raid on a refugee camp in the West Bank, and an attack Friday by a Palestinian gunman that killed seven Israelis outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Pope Francis starts a trip on Tuesday to two fragile African nations where protracted conflicts have left millions of refugees and displaced people grappling with hunger. The January 31st to February 5th visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan takes the 86-year-old Pope to places where Catholics make up about half of the populations and where the church is a key player in health and educational systems, as well as in democracy-building efforts. This is VOA News. Australian and French ministers are to meet Monday in a fresh drive to mend fences 16 months after Canberra pulled the plug on a big submarine's contract, leaving Paris seething. A bitter disagreement erupted in September 21 when Australia's previous Prime Minister Scott Morrison abruptly tore up a contract for France to build a dozen diesel-powered submarines and announced a deal to buy U.S. or British nuclear-powered subs. The submarine argument came as part of a new security pact between Australia, Britain, and the U.S. aimed at countering a rising China. Turkey has issued a travel warning for its citizens living in or planning on going to European countries, citing Islamophobia and anti-Turkish demonstrations. The warning comes after last weekend's protest in Sweden, where an anti-Islam activist burned the Quran and pro-Kurdish groups protested against Turkey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail Saturday for the first time since announcing his bid to reclaim the White House in 2024, Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda reports.
There were noticeably low-key affairs, in contrast to the loud and lively rallies with thousands of supporters that he often holds. Trump did keep his classic bold tone.
Through weakness and incompetence, Joe Biden has brought us to the brink of World War III. We're at the brink of World War III, just in case anybody doesn't know it. As president, I will bring back peace through strength. I would have a peace deal negotiated within 24 hours.
Trump was once the unrivaled center of the GOP, but an increasing number of elected officials have expressed concern that he may not be able to win an election against President Biden.
And that was Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda. A Japanese drug maker and a U.S. biotech firm said in a joint statement that the Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare has granted priority review status to their Alzheimer's disease treatment. Once the priority status has been granted, the target total review period is shortened, they say. Tennis great Novak Djokovic has won his 10th Australian Open title. And here's Graham Agars.
An emotional Novak Djokovic has beaten Stefanos Tsitsipas to extend his Australian Open record to 10 victories from 10 finals. The Serb, who battled injuries earlier in the event, climbed into his team box after the victory and broke down in tears before returning to the court to accept the winner's trophy.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.